Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. Tiki Barber.
Got the first down to the 10, to the 5, fighting! Touchdown, Tiki!
Brandon Tierney.
Let's say if he comes back in late August, and he has maybe two starts, follow me, and maybe there's an interruption and he comes back. How do you deal with the free agency?
Tiki and Tierney on the Fan, 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
All right, 10:02 on the Fan. What is going on? It's the Tiki and Tierney show. What's going on? It's a good song. What's going on? Lindor is not going on. It's getting ugly for him. It's getting ugly. We're going to talk about Francisco Lindor today. Chapman, I don't want Chapman anywhere near a mound in October. I don't care about tonight. I don't care about next month. Figure it out, Booney. We'll get to that a little later. Rangers tonight. But, Teague, you know, it's one thing to bet on yourself, right? As Aaron Judge so clearly did to start the season. It's another to bet on yourself, and granted it's the early stages, but possibly deliver the best modern season in the Yankee history. It's kind of where we're going here, dude.
It feels like it's going that way. His May has been absolutely ridiculous, BT. 8 home runs already. It feels like Aaron Judge is that guy who is potentially the best player. Not potentially. I think he is right now the best player in baseball. Now, it may be Northeast biased because we see him every night and, you know, the media market that he's in and the highlights, but that's really the issue. He puts up highlights every single night. He puts himself in position to either score or deliver a big hit for an RBI. Or last night, as we saw against the Baltimore Orioles, just smash him into oblivion. I mean, almost by himself. That first home run goes out. Mm-hmm. I mean, he has a three-homer night. And the Orioles, no matter, even if they did play well around him, they lost basically to Aaron Judge. He is doing exactly.
They're terrible.
They are terrible. But I mean, it's not like everybody had a great day yesterday, but Aaron Judge had a great day.
That's all you need.
Which is what you want your captain, even though he's not the captain, but you want your leader. He's not really an alpha, but he plays like he is one to do for you. I mean, we've talked about this many times. We could go back to his contract. We don't really need to. We know that they won't do it and can't do it until the offseason when they have a little bit more money. But whatever monetary, success you want to give him, he deserves. If it's $50 million a year for 5 years, do that, right? Whatever it is, Aaron Judge is playing like he deserves it. It's unbelievable how well he is.
Now, the reason I use the word modern as I set up what he's, at least in the early stages, of doing so far. I mean, listen, Babe Ruth, 1920, and basically every other year that Babe Ruth played. Lou Gehrig, an amazing 1927. Mickey Mantle, Triple Crown back in 56. DiMaggio in 41. Roger Maris in 61 with the 61 bombs and 140 or 140-something RBIs. You look at really, you know, post, you know, racial integration, mm-hmm, and post-expansion, right? Outside of Mattingly's 85 season, 145 ribbies, basically 50 doubles. Everybody knows the numbers. If you don't, look them up. Amazing. Plus a gold glove. You have to take what Alex Rodriguez did and throw it out. because he was juicing.
Yeah.
So from, I would say, 1970-whatever, because Reggie never did this, and Reggie was amazing, but Reggie never sniffed this, Winfield never sniffed this, Mattingly did, A-Rod did, that doesn't count. That's it. I mean, right now, Aaron Judge is on pace for 63 home runs, 135 RBIs, 135 runs, and an OPS well over 1,000, a gold glove, and he's hitting 315. And he's playing every night. And the only time he doesn't play, he comes back and he swats. The two nights he's gotten off, he's come back the next night and hit two home runs.
Yeah, like it's like he gets pissed off at Aaron Boone for putting him on, giving him a rest day.
Jake, I don't know where this is going to go contractually. I really don't know. I don't know what this does to the rest of baseball. If, you know, whether it's the Angels, the Dodgers, some team late in the weeds that had the same reservations, understandably, that you and I have both conveyed on the air. He's 30, little injury history. Granted, I think you've contextualized that, and I think that's important. But still, he's hit a trip to the IL a couple of times here. I mean, this has to be changing everybody's opinion throughout baseball for years and overall worth.
He's the best player in baseball, and it's interesting because we talked about, you know, he's not Mike Trout. He doesn't do what Mike Trout does. But at this point, are you saying, are you sure?
I'm not saying that.
Right?
I'm not saying that this year.
He doesn't do what Mike Trout does, and he plays more often. Mike Trout has had probably a worse injury history over the last couple of years than Aaron Judge. And Mike Trout's have felt season ending, whereas Aaron Judge's injuries have been, he just dove for a ball. He got a little bit of a strain in his calf. Yeah, I know he missed 20 games or whatever it may have been, but it never felt like it was something that was going to end a season for him. That's what Mike Trout has done. Whereas, you know, Mike Trout, he hasn't lifted his team to different heights. He's needed help, and they finally have gotten him help. In fact, the Angels are one of the top offensive and defensive teams in baseball right now, which that year-over-year remake is kind of miraculous. If we were a West Coast show, we'd talk about them a lot because of how much they've changed themselves. But when you look at this Yankees team, the core, the nucleus, is Aaron Judge. Yeah, I know that those other guys are playing well. Rizzo's got 10 home runs already. Giancarlo Stanton has got 10 home runs already. In fact, it's the first time in Yankees history that they have three hitters with 10 home runs 35 games into the season. So they're all playing well. But the core, right, that thing that's burning hot, even though it's not emotionally burning hot because that's not Aaron Judge's MO or his personality, but the thing that is burning hot that's driving it all is Aaron Judge. And most importantly, you know you can count on it every single night. That's what makes a leader. That's why he's so valuable. And that's why him betting on himself was such the smart move to do.
This damn pen broke already. God, you know when you don't have a good pen? Like, I don't know about
you. Is that a Hoffman pen?
No, it's a me pen.
Okay.
I don't know about you guys, but like, and I think I've told you this over the years. Like, if I don't have a good pen, I don't feel smart.
No, I hear you.
It's very weird. Something transfers.
Gotta write nicely.
It's odd. It transfers from my, it always transfers, and this is a ballpoint, and it fits nicely. It's not a little dainty pen, but it's not overwhelming where it kind of slips out of your hands. It's perfect, right? Now watch, Hoff is going to give me a horrendous pen. And I'm getting a little aggressive writing things down. He's giving me the option. Always coming correct. Coming correct. The pen man. Thank you very much, Mr. Hoff. But for whatever reason, when I have a bad pen, I don't feel smart. Not that I'm very smart to begin with anyway, but I feel like the proper pen gives me a leg up on what I want to do, and I just broke it, which sucks. Oh, I felt pretty good to start the show.
Nice. That explains some of those days when you're just kind of like, what the hell is BT talking about?
Hey, man, listen, just because you can't follow, don't get mad. By the way, Miami -2 over the Celtics, cha-ching, another one. Let me say this about, at least for the game last night, something else that jumped out. Torres is really starting to find it. Really, really, really starting to find it. And the play with Gallo, right, in the outfield late. And well, also, King is flat-out filthy, but we'll save that for the Chapman stuff. So the play with Gallo where he didn't lay out, you know the play, right?
Yep.
All right. Now, did he get a bad jump? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure he got a bad read on the ball. But and this is a little lazy, and I think this is piling on unnecessarily. And trust me, I'm not carrying the cross to defend Gallo this summer. He's wretched, and he's probably going to be gone. But you got to be fair. The right baseball play is to actually do what he did. Because you see all over Twitter, you got to lay out. I get it. A guy's batting .190, you're pissed off at anything he does, right? But if you lay out there and you miss it, the game's over.
No, you're right.
So that was actually the proper baseball play. And a relatively tidy win despite Chapman coming in and trying to grease things up again.
I mean, we'll get to the Chapman stuff in a second, but the Mets have the best closer in New York right now. It's not even, it doesn't even feel close. Edwin Diaz has been amazing for the Mets.
Too bad they got the worst contract in New York as well.
That's right.
I mean, Lindor is hitting six. What is he? 6-4. What is Lindor? 9-for-60 in the month of May. 9-for-60.
Yes. This is why, by the way, Aaron Judge is clamoring to make $30+ million a year. You know, I don't know if he or his team said this to the Yankees this offseason, but if Francisco Lindor, who has had some sliding seasons for the last few, even going back to Cleveland, is worth $34 million.
Well, he's not.
He's not, of course, obviously. But if he is, then maybe there's a 20% free agency bump that Cohen had to pay him to get it. But still, Aaron Judge is worth at least that because Aaron Judge is reliable. He's not combative with fans. He's the perfect citizen for a team. And that costs something. And he's proving it each and every night he goes out on the diamond. Again, he's the best player in baseball, BT. You try to find the others. Is Goldschmidt? Is it could it be Ohtani? No, I'm talking about from a bias standpoint, like in your own local area. St. Louis, we got Paul Goldschmidt.
I'd say Arenado.
The Angels say over. Colorado's, we got Arenado. Or, the Angels, we have, Shohei Ohtani. None of them are better than Aaron Judge.
Right now, they're not.
And he's earning every dollar of what he's going to get next year.
Aaron Judge right now is the only superhero in the game of baseball.
That's a good way to put it.
Think about this. I would say the second one's Ohtani based on the two-way prowess, but he is a night-to-night transcendent superhero. Now, you got to keep going. That's the thing about this, as much as we can sit here
but
and
he looks
say,
so comfortable. I have no doubt.
But he's looked comfortable in the past, and he's gotten the oblique or the dives. He's got to stay healthy.
No, he will. I think. I mean,
I hope so.
I'm talking it into reality.
I like it.
Because it's just, if he has the season that you were speculating about, I mean, he goes down as an all-timer from a player standpoint, meaning other players looking at him, knowing his journey, 7 years. Under team control, got to go all the way through arbitration, and they cheap on you on the arbitration on your last arbitration year. You bet on yourself, and you have a legendary season. Players will hold him on a pedestal forever if he gets ultimately what he wants. And I think he will.
I'm sorry, Teak 877-337-6666. It's the Teak and Tierney Show. Twitter at Teak and Tierney. We're inside the Town Fair Tire Studio. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that at Town Fair, you always get guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Yankee tickets later. We'll give those away. This pace is insane. I thought yesterday was a really important day for the Mets. It could have been better, but it could have been worse. So the baseball season keeps on chugging on. First up, Richie Queens. What up, Rich?
Hey, guys. I was trying to call Boomer and Gio this morning because they were talking about Judge, and they had mentioned that you got to sign him within the age bracket came up. But it's beyond that. If you get 5 years out of 8 years and you get a world championship, that's what you look for, whether it's Sabathia. Obviously, these contracts at the end did not pan out. Right now, Tiki and BT, you touched on it. I'm a San Francisco Giants fan, but I watch the Yankees all the time. He is the face of that team, whether it's the Judge's Chambers, what he's doing at this particular point, how good the team is playing. They got to sit down right now. And if he needs an extra year, so be it. There's ways of getting out of it at the end of the contract. Right now, you want to win a championship and you want this guy on the team, and they cannot let it go to free agency.
But it's going to. Because think about it, it's going to. He's betting on himself. Why would he ever take a deal now? He's got all the leverage right now. So how does it not go to free agency, Teak? That's the question. Thanks, Rich.
No, it will. It has to. And he's going to see, and so will the Yankees, his actual value. Now, the beauty of this, and Hoff brought this up last week, or maybe it was earlier this week, we were talking about when the Yankees, or what the Yankees could do. Their salary, the top end of their salary, it falls significantly after this season. And so while it's way up there at $260 million, I believe next year it's 180 or
Chapman's gone.
Exactly. So it becomes much more.
Rizzo has an opt out.
That's right.
Player.
And he's going to because he's playing great.
He could.
And he wants to get a long term.
But that
deal.
Could hurt the Yankees because then they'd have to pay him more because you think they want to keep him. He's very valuable to this team.
Yeah, I think you're right because I'm trying to think in my mind like there's no prospect coming up.
Not a first baseman.
So you'd have to just go find him free agency again. But he's going to opt out. But just think from a numbers standpoint.
Uh-huh.
If he opts out and. You know, Chapman's gone. They have a ton of money in order to potentially pay. $122 million, actually, is their tax allocation for next year to pay Aaron Judge. So I get why they gave him a fair offer, because that's what everybody's calling it, a fair offer.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of all they could give him. Next offseason, they got to give him a elite offer, and I think he'll take it.
And I think they will. Let's get Howie and Merrick. What's happening? Howie, you're on the Fan, Tiki and Tierney. How? Go ahead.
Hey, I got the solution for Aaron Judge.
Which is?
How about you give him a four-year deal for $160 million? This way you compromise on the long term, but you give
not
him...
taking it. I don't mean to cut you off, but it's a conversation that we don't even need to have.
Yeah.
Not happening, Howie.
Yeah.
No chance.
Now, if you're going to make it short and you want to do a six-year deal, make it $300 million.
Or 4 years for $250 or $220. That's for what'd you say? One what?
I said 4 years, $160 million.
No chance. Zero percent chance, Howie. Not happening.
It's too short because that think of that, Howie. It puts him basically in free
agency. Jose Ramirez, and we were like, dude, why'd you take that contract?
At 34 years old. He's not getting another big deal.
Exactly.
By the way, Tiki, I made a bet about you.
Yeah.
And you're the only person that can answer. If you answer it the way I say,
okay.
I win $100. Here's the bet. Ready?
Go ahead.
My friend heard me last week when I talked about you and McCourty.
Yeah, the twins.
Yeah, the twins. So I said, I bet you I can name the one player who is Tiki Barber's closest friend. And my friend said, no way. So I said, I'll ask Tiki Barber, and if I'm right, I win $100. And if this player is not your closest friend, I lose.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, I know the answer. Now, do you mean from the
– right.
Hold on. I'm the judge, and I'll lay out, but I want to make sure we've got the parameters right here. Do you mean what he was playing? Do you mean right now? Define
it. When Tiki Barber was playing,
I know the answer.
I can name
ahead,
the
guys.
One player he was his closest friend, and that player was – Amani Toomer. Did I win the bet, Tiki?
No, you lost. Didn't. You lost.
Lost.
Yeah.
Oh,
Camella.
No.
Greg Camella, right?
Exactly. Toomer's my boy, man. I love Toomer. My best friend was Greg Camella. I mean, he lived in the city with me before he left, and then we started, I don't know, running hills together. Yeah, I love Toomer. And I was with Toomer for a decade, but I was only with Camella for 4 years, I believe it was, and then he bounced and went go play with Rondé, I think. But yeah, it was Greg Camella.
Well, you lost $100. Good job.
Exactly.
And you lost it on the fans, so you can't even hide.
But it was a good guess.
No, it was a terrible guess.
I mean, if you don't know me,
I hear you.
Because I played with Toom forever, and I love Toom.
I thought he was going to say Eli.
He wasn't there at the beginning.
You know I understand. Weren't you tight with Garrett too?
I was, because he lived in
He lived in Manhattan.
He lived in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. 877-337-6666. I mean, look, think about this. We're knocking out so many of these picks that people just want to bet anything associated with us at this point.
That's right.
My goodness. See, the difference, and this should be a lesson, when you determine the betting parameters, you lose. When we do it, you win.
That's right.
You understand the difference,
Steve? That's right. I'm glad you had it yesterday, because I would have picked Liverpool going over. They did not go over, but they did win. 2-1.
You need to divulge what you would have done.
I know. I'm just saying. No, I only say this because I tried to do it myself.
Oh, you actually? Did you get it in?
Because I can't do it in New York. I have to be in New Jersey.
Right.
And so I'm trying to do it
like
before I get out of the tunnel. And I finally get into Jersey, and it has that geolocator thing that tells you where you're in Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
And then I couldn't remember my login. And I was like, what the hell is my password?
You don't have the fingerprint?
No.
The ID?
No. It's because you got to log in. Because
I don't have it on the app.
You have to log in. I was like, all right, I'll do it when I get home.
Right.
And I had to pick up Tegan from school.
Well, now you're really hot. You wanted to bet something, you couldn't get it in, and you would have lost.
That's right.
Now you know you're rocking.
That's right.
That's good.
Exactly.
Oh, the gambling gods are shining down. Don't worry. They 100%. Will treat us badly at some point.
100%.
But right now, they good. 877-337-6666. So, Aaron Judge is, again, early stage flirting with an all-time modern Yankee season. How is this going to end? How's this end for Lindor and Chapman? Those are three names we're really discussing today. Tiki and Tierney are the Fan till 2. Then it's Carter Roberts.
Hear a great moment on The Fan that you want to hear again and again and again and again. Pause, go back, and then skip ahead with Rewind on the Odyssey app.
I'm like, are you sure? She's like, yes, she needs.
Just download and search WFAN.
You know, every year, like you, I wait and I hope and I watch it for some stupid reason. I hope for the best that the lottery is going to be different and the stupid-ass format just continues to carve out 20 minutes from our lives that we'll never get back. The Knicks are never going to move up.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, where they're going to go. I'll tell you this, something for the future we'll talk about. I don't know, Randall in number 11?
Yeah.
That might get you something back.
No, you're right.
It's kind of gaining a little traction out there. All right, so it's 1028 here on The Fan. It's the Tiki and Tierney Show. Aaron Judge is just flat out rocking. I mean, it is scary how good he has been. And the comfort level. See, I mean, we always knew he had great talent because he's had big seasons before and big moments. But what I don't know that we knew was how slow was the heartbeat?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, what would, when he got into the World Series, like, what would that mean? You know what I'm saying? And the fact that he enters the season turning down well over $200 million and is going out there and playing this kind of ball, it just tells you all you need to know about
him.
Yeah,
no, he's clutch.
If you weren't sure.
He's clutch, and we always kind of knew that, but the narrative had always incorporated things that felt heavy, but aren't really that heavy as long as he's healthy. And I'm talking about his health, obviously, and his and his availability. But, you know, so far this season, maybe that pressure, which we didn't know how he would handle, is actually helping him thrive. I mean, sometimes with great athletes, being in that situation where your blood starts to, you know, heat up a little bit and your heartbeat stays calm, you excel. And you're starting to see that with Aaron Judge. You know, again, should they be bludgeoning the teams they're beating right now? Of course. And everybody's not doing it, but Aaron Judge is, which is why you're lucky to have him. And so you got to pay him.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I don't even know if they're bludgeoning teams. I just love, like,
no,
every night.
They're not.
No, but I'm saying is that from a team point of view, because it's not just about Aaron Judge, as we know. You know, over the weekend, you had Donaldson making that sick play to help out Cortez. Last night, DJ LeMahieu. And that play is going to get lost in the grand scheme of the game,
right,
and probably the grand scheme of the season. You know, and then even before that, Torres, that little looper down the right field line that he squeezes in. I mean, it's just, guys are doing things every night. I mean, right up and down the board. Donaldson's starting to hit now. It's really, the relief pitchers are incredible. Michael King was filthy.
You're right.
Again.
He was.
So.
I tell you, all that movement on his fastball is just,
everything moves. His sinker, everything moves crazy.
In fact, I think they're wrong sometimes on the board, with that little chiron at the top of the screen where they says, "Oh, it's a sinker." I'm like, "That wasn't a sinker. He threw a fastball. Yep. It just moved on you."
All right, Teek, let's go to Tommy in Boonton, New Jersey. Tom is on the fan. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, thanks for making my phone call. I appreciate it.
Well, you made it, but yes.
I agree, Tiki, 100%. I'm a Mets fan.
Yep.
We have nothing like Judge. And I know, I remember last week you saying there's no way he'd go to the Mets. But imagine him walking to another team, being a Hall of Famer, winning the World Series, not a Yankee.
Yeah.
I mean, I would, as a Mets fan, that would make my life.
Yeah, you're right. And as a Yankees fan, if he leaves and goes and does that someplace else, you're never forgiven. Right. You're not forgiving anybody that's currently in the Yankees organization.
Why are Yankee fans so upset with like the back end of the contract? Why are they so? We have Lindor. Oh my land. Come on.
Yeah, but Tommy, I'll tell you why. And listen, we're going to get to Lindor, and I still think Lindor is going to find a way to salvage a couple of prime years here, but it's getting ugly kind of quick here. But why are we worried about the back end of a couple of years on a contract? I'll tell you why. Because the Yankees operate differently. And the fear, you've got to now juggle something from a Yankee fan point of view that the Yankee fans never had to juggle. It was always, well, you worry about that when it comes up.
Yeah.
But now, you know, these contracts, again, the Stanton contract is overrated much in terms of being bad. It's really improperly positioned. It's actually fine.
Yeah, he's making a lot of money. But it's not bad for the Yankees.
He's hitting .290.
That's
he's
right.
a thumper. He's,
That's right.
he's, him and Judge have the two highest average on exit velos and the most barreled up balls in baseball. I mean, all the advanced numbers say these guys are crushing it. But you've got to, on some level, juggle this because the Yankees are now compartmentalizing the finances differently than they ever have. That's to answer that directly. But I hear you. Let's put Joe on hold for a sec. I hit that wrong button, please. Joe, hang on a sec. That's my fault. I got to learn how to get to that, another button there. Mitchell and Fort Lee. Maybe they will do that next year.
Hey guys. How you guys doing today? Listen, two things. I want to get to Judge in a minute, but I have to say one last thing. I was at the Met game last night, and my seats were right behind home plate, six rows. And we're seeing this guy coming down from the suite, and I didn't know who he was at first. And then someone popped his name. Donovan Mitchell was at the game last night.
I know.
Night.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
And everybody was going, so I yelled up to him. I took a selfie with him. I said, "Donovan, we only want one thing for Christmas this year, early Christmas gift. We want you in New York." And he smiled. He said, "I hope he can make you a gift." Hopefully,
at guard from Louisville. Yeah, he's coming.
So, yeah, he's taking in all the New York sports
he's
scene
coming.
Just to see if he really likes he's it coming. Here.
Yeah, he loves it here. He was here with his father last night, and it was a nice thing. But
that's cool.
Getting to the Yankees. You know what? Like you just said, I just listened to you guys. That the Yankees made an offer that was somewhat, say what, it was a fair offer. But it's not what the Yankees wanted to do. And when push comes to shove, and I this is just a gut feeling of my own, I believe before the season's already, Hallens and Cashman are going to offer him whatever it is, $260, $270, or $300 million before he hits the open market. They're not going to let him go. They're just not going to let him go. They would get torn apart. I mean, they would get torn apart. I mean, every
destroyed.
Yankee fan called in the fan for the last 4 weeks, you know, when the season started, said everyone, and I didn't complain that much, but I was a little concerned. Yankees didn't sign that much. Look what the Yankees did. Look where the Yankees are right now. You know, Yankee fans get crazy about everything. Things will work out. Things will work out.
Yeah. No,
well,
you're right.
But they haven't worked out since 2009, and the expectation's a championship. And that's not to sound arrogant or like a jerk, but that's the way the Yankee fan views the season.
Yeah.
Right, but another part to it was, in the last few years, Yankees have had pieces that they had to use where they built the team in, where they lost Sevy for 3 years. They lost, you know, they lost their bullpen with a few guys with Tommy John. But now Sevy's back. You still got Drummond coming back in a few weeks also.
Mm-hmm.
That pitching staff, and look at the bullpen. Look at King. Look at Loazica. Look at Chapman's a disaster. I don't know what they're going to do there.
Yeah.
Chapman, I wouldn't want him in.
He's walking. He's not here next year.
No, he's gone. I can't wait till he's gone.
Yeah, you got Nestor Cortez. He's pre-arb this year. He's arb one next year. So, I mean, it's Look, you're set up. And next season, there's so much space. You say it again, $122 million in salary next year, payroll.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's accurate, because Torres is going to get money and other guys are going to get money.
It's not, because the guys that are close to IKF is ARB3 next year.
Yep.
Torres is ARB3 next year. But everybody
else. Cortez going to get a bump?
Yeah.
I mean, I bet you that number's nowhere near accurate. But the only numbers that we know, Donaldson's going to make 25. We know, because it's 2 years, 50 from the Twins.
Okay, but here's my point, BT. Okay. You go look at the guys that are locked in, except for Seve, who's got a player team option.
So who's locked in? You got Donaldson, you've got Hicks.
Start at the top, Cole.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Stanton.
Yep.
Donaldson.
Yep.
Rizzo's got a player option, mm-hmm. which he's likely to opt out of because he's mashing right now, mm-hmm. and he's become one of the most valuable players on the team, behind Judge, of course.
Made another nice play last night.
Absolutely
too.
Right. Casually.
That was a tough play too.
I know.
When he had to flip it over to I think that was King.
DJ.
Mm-hmm.
He's
locked Seve, in. Yeah.
Who I said it's a team option, but they're obviously gonna take it. And then Hicks.
They might even upgrade catcher.
Yes. That's it. And then, so you got all these other guys, other players that we're talking about. Cortez is one, and Holmes, and IKF, and Michael King, and et cetera.
But what about Montgomery and Tyone?
Montgomery is ARB4. Tyone is, where is Tyone? He might be a freeze free. So, but who comes first? You're talking about all these other guys. So Judge comes first, and then you worry about those other guys. So even if that number isn't what I'm saying it is, mm-hmm. Judge is going to eat first out of the $100 million for next season in average salary. That's a fact, especially with how well he's been playing.
877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney Show. We're going to get to the Mets coming up as well. We'll do that next here on The Fan. All right, so it's 10:44 on The Fan. Tiki and Tierney Show. Knicks 11th spot. Whatever. You knew we weren't going to get lucky with that. Rangers tonight. That'll be awesome. Game one down south. Tickets are... They're pulling some weird stuff down there, right?
What do you mean?
To prevent rain, and this has been done before.
Yes, yes, yes.
To prevent Ranger fans from infiltrating that dump.
From buying tickets on the secondary market, you got to have residency requirement.
Oh, jeez.
Some nonsense.
All right, let me give you something. I got to incorporate Lindor, but I do want to say this. I did think, and I said this before the doubleheader yesterday, but yesterday was a fairly big day, as big as a... late-ish, mid-ish, May game can represent for the Mets. Doubleheader, had the whole thing with Stumpy and Stippy, whatever. I still don't even know. It's Stubby, the first base coach.
Yep.
Mets were coming off their first losing series. Injuries, DeGrom news, McGill. Okay, so it could have been better, obviously, and it could have been worse. You split. So this is not about... anything overly negative about the Mets, except that I'm going to just keep harping on the fact they need a new bat. They need a bat, and they'll get one. But we got to talk more about Lindor right now. We have to. So we can't keep kicking this down the road. Lindor, and I want to incorporate Beltran. Everybody knows that Beltran had a rough year one, Tiki, mm-hmm. in 05.
Yep.
16 home runs, which is like Lee Mazzilli, and 78 ribbies, and a sub-750 OPS.
16 home runs.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge has 14 already.
That's
halfway through May.
And he was, I think when the Mets got him, he was 27 or 28. He mm-hmm. was just entering his prime. And then, of course, next year he came back and he went bonkers, and he was top five for the MVP, wound up being a great Met. Now, that's Beltran, all right? But what I think is interesting, because the bounce back was so apparent in year two, how did he start year two? I went back and I looked.
Okay.
All right? I wanted to see, was it top heavy? And I knew it was fairly consistent, but I'll tell you. In April, his OPS was well over 1,000. This is year two.
Okay.
So bounce back year, over 1,000. In May.
Started great.
In May, the OPS dropped a little to 980, but he had 10 home runs, which is still great. 10 home runs and 26 RBIs in May. And in June, his OPS was well over 1,000, 8 more homers, and 25 RBIs. That's Beltran in year two, who had a lot to prove. Lindor, who has a lot to prove. His OPS right now is worse than last year, which was horrid.
Yeah.
So he's not. When does Lindor start to hit.
Yeah, so you keep saying this. I think Mets fans keep saying this. Buck Showalter is saying this. He's going to be a contributor. He's going to bounce back.
A contributor? Ten years, he's going to be a contributor.
Think about what I just said.
What is he, Joe McEwing? A contributor?
People think he's going to be to bounce back and be a contributor. For $34 million a year, which, by the way, is seventh on the all-time list of AAV, average annual value of the contract. Seventh on the all-time list.
Do you have the front six names?
I do have the front six.
What do you got?
Max Scherzer is 43.
Worth every penny.
Every penny. Garrett Cole's 36.
Worth every penny.
Mike Trout, 35 and a half.
Every penny.
Carlos Correa, 35.
He's having a rough year. He's hurt again, man.
But again, this is really short.
No, I know.
Opt out. Whatever.
He's got one year. He's got two with a 1 year opt out.
Maybe
he's not playing well.
Maybe he shouldn't.
He's not playing well. So he's hurt again.
Strasburg, 35. He's probably not worth it.
Been hurt a lot.
Yep. Rendon, he's 35. I agree.
He's good, but he's not worth it.
And then Francisco Lindor, $34 million. Trevor Bauer's right behind him, but obviously that's told. That's gone.
Yes.
Because of his suspension by Major League Baseball. So the seventh highest paid current
mm-hmm.
player in Major League Baseball per AAV has an OPS below 700.
Barely above 700. I mean, below 709.
Almost below 700.
He's 9 for 60 in May.
Yeah.
9 for 60. Now,
that's problematic. Especially given the circumstances. I mean, it's easy to look at the collection of stats, but when you look at the situation last night, runners in scoring position, chance to be not a hero, but just get on base.
Be a hero, dude.
Yeah, right. Maybe be the hero.
You know, we push it forward a little bit? Be the hero.
And for $34 million, you should be. And four straight fastballs you can't catch up to.
What I said to you. Like Gallegos, who's very good closer, but. It wasn't like, let me nibble, slider, mm-hmm. sinker, change up in the dirt, you know, let me expand the zone. It was fastball, 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 get lost.
Yes.
No respect.
Yeah, that's right. And that's saying something.
Yeah. It's telling you about bat speed. Now,
it's telling you about how people think about him.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
how they perceive it, or not how they perceive the measurement on his bat speed and the other analytics. Listen, I still, I'm not giving up on Lindor. I'm mm-hmm. not. But it's beginning to get to the point of the season where,
when does it get ugly? Not because he's,
from Mets fans or from us?
Well, from us, it'll happen sooner. But from Mets fans, it's not the same as last year with the whole thumb down and, you know, just, I'm going to fight the fans because I think I can win. You're mm-hmm. not winning in New York, dude. Sorry, mm-hmm. not happening. But that's not the case I'm talking about. But when does it get to the point where Mets fans are like, this guy just can't do it?
You mean where they bail on him?
They bail on him.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. Like, if, and again, I'd be stunned if this happened. Like, if he hits this year, I'm just going to throw out numbers. I don't think this will happen. Let me give you 246, all right? I'm making it ugly on purpose. 246, 19 home runs, 77 RBIs, OPS 743.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mets season does not finish well, it's over.
Yeah. They'll bail.
That's it.
Now, let's not forget Bryce Harper had this issue first couple years as well in Philadelphia. But after the All-Star breaks, he always found it. So should we wait till the All-Star break?
Well, he is a little bit of a second-half hitter. His numbers back that up. But,
yeah. You
know, last year was rough, and this year is rough. And that's not a figment of our imagination. Let me ask everybody this. Do you watch the Mets? Let me rephrase that. How many times have you watched the Mets since he arrived here? And you flipped off SNY, and you said to yourself before you went to bed, we've got one of the best players in baseball. Because that's what you thought you were getting.
Yeah. Maybe two or three times at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, a handful.
Yeah.
Out of
30-plus games.
I was talking about last year, too.
Yeah. Oh, last year, I wasn't watching
since
him.
Since he was, I was.
I'm talking about
since
this year.
I was.
Maybe two or three times.
Since he was acquired. How many times have you said, oh, we've got an absolute star. This is the guy that we need.
Yeah, when are you talking about Francisco Lindor like we're now talking about Aaron Judge?
Is he going to make an all-star team as a Met? He's not making it this year.
No.
I mean, so I don't know, Teak. It's a very, very ominous start. It is early, and baseball's cyclical, but there's some really bad warning flares that he's shooting across the sky. He's better correct. He's got to wake up. Has to. Let's get Joe in Clark, New Jersey. What's happening, Joe? How are you today?
Guys, what's going on?
Joe,
what's going on?
All's good.
What's going on?
Can't complain.
Yeah, guys. Yeah, BT. We talked about it many times. Look, you know how I feel about Lindor. I mean, it's funny. The same people that are trashing Lindor now are the ones that were begging Cohen to sign him last year. I was all against it. I wanted them to play out the year. Let's see if he can handle New York. Because, Tiki, if you look at him, in second half of 2019, he wasn't good. He was awful in 2020.
Yep.
And last year, let's be honest, the first half, he was a disaster. He came back a little bit in September. But, guys, look, it's just, I look at this contract. The guy they should have got was his teammate, Jose Ramirez, who's not going to get close to that money that he's getting. He's like in another universe.
Yeah.
Terrific player.
Yeah, and terrific deal for Cleveland to sign it. To sign that.
I'm just worried because, look, I'm telling you, I look at this lineup in BT we talked about the other day. They get nothing from DH. They get nothing from catcher. They get nothing from Lindor.
Nope.
They're getting nothing from Escobar.
Nothing.
I mean, I've seen this movie before, guys, and I tell Mets fans, last year, this first half, the same thing was happening. We were winning games 3-2, 2-1, 4-3, and then the pitching went south. When DeGrom got hurt, Walker's, he was unbelievable early, then he was awful, he got hurt, and then we fell apart. We didn't hit. We have to get, at the all-star break, the trade deadline, I want J.D. Martinez here. I want someone like that, Nelson Cruz. I need two bats, not one.
Not Nelson. He's a little aged.
Maybe Aspire. I love him, but maybe Aspire a little more than that at this
years
point.
Younger,
come on.
Younger than me. I'm not joking.
J.D. Martinez.
Yeah, J.D. would be great. I mean, BT said this the other day. Appreciate your call, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
J.D. Martinez on the Red Sox right now, who are just abysmal.
Oh, God. They lost again last night. They got crushed.
So, look, they're going to start shitting.
Navaldi gave up 5 home runs, I think, in one inning.
MLB record.
5. I think he tied it.
No, he tied it. That's right. Tied it. Whatever. Jeez. He's the most recent, so he's sitting on top of the record book right now.
Congratulations.
Exactly. But J.D. Martinez, they're gonna start shedding salary because they're not turning that around up there.
I agree. You know, speaking of salary, and listen, Cohen's going to do a lot of great things for this team. He's already in the process of doing it. But he did show, and I get it because I probably would have done the same thing, certainly inexperience and a little bit of financial arrogance when he signed that contract with Lindor. He bit against himself.
Yeah.
The word on the street was he wasn't quite the same player, and he gave him probably $75 to $85 million more than he needed to.
Yep, exactly right.
Now, he's got the money to cover it up, but still, it hurts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.